Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Radio.
We are in the building today. I'm walking down the VIP road. So if you hear some noise, you know we in the building today. What's good, y'all? It's your man, DJ Bizzle. I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, no doubt. Definitely want to give a shout-out to my mother, Miss Stewart, to my Aunt Vivian, my Aunt Christine, my Aunt Tracy, my Aunt Sister, you know what I'm saying, to all my Aunt Poop down south, Barbara, my cousin Lilla May. I want to give a to my little cousin Tanya, Tiffany, definitely to my wifey, you know what I'm saying? You know, I just want to shout-out to, you know, I hate to say it, but all my baby mothers. Oh, nah, I done got two other baby mothers. Shout out to Patrina Adams, you know, Shanti Gallo. Shout out to Keisha Mitchell, the wife, you know. Definitely, man, just give a shout out to all the ladies out there that have been struggling. I got to give a shout out to some fathers, too, like my man Eddie Camacho. You know what I'm saying? That's a homeboy that's been like a mother and a father to his kids. So I got to give a shout out to all them dudes out there that, you know, don't get recognized, man. About how they be doing with the kids, you dig it? There's a lot of dudes. You know, myself, I'm not saying, you know, I wasn't in that situation, but I had to raise my daughter only because my kid's mother was doing her thing going to school. It wasn't no situation. She would, you know, she would come from school and take care of our kid and help us out, you know, help me out. But back in the days, you know, I was a single parent growing up too, but not like that, just because of school situation. I wasn't because of abandonment or nothing like that. So got a shout out to Patrina Adams because she definitely went back to school and did her thing, and now it's Mr. Mom, you know what I mean, for a little while, you know what I mean, for about a few years, a couple of years, man, a good amount of years, man. I can't even remember how many years, but, you know, I think over 10, definitely over 10, you know, from a baby stage on. But I learned, it made me appreciate my mother, you know, it made me appreciate what my mother was doing with me, you know, struggling, being a single parent. So, you know, when I was doing that, I understood, and my mom was still right there helping me get through that. So big shout out to all the mothers. Big shout out to Mrs. Oldham, my girl's grandmother. Big shout out to my mother-in-law, Mrs. Mitchell. Big shout out to all the sisters of my girls, like a bunch of them. Big shout out to all the ladies in my family, all the ladies in my hood and Clinton Projects. Lehman Houses, Taft Houses, Carver, Johnson, Lakeview, Schaumburg, East River, Metro, Wagner, AK, 1800s, UPACA, Lincoln, Forster, Carver, Washington, then Isaacs, Lexington Gardens, every project in East Harlem and in Harlem. Shout out to everybody on the west side. Shout out to everybody all over. Shout out to all my people down south. Big shout out to Denise Venezuela, Maze. Big shout out to, you know, Greta Looney and all the people out there, all the mothers out there that down south, all across the way, you know what I mean? Big shout out, you know, to all the mothers, to all my homies' mothers, to all my homeboys' mothers, to all my homeboys' mothers who passed away, who are like second mothers to me. You know, big shout out to, you know, happy Mother's Day to Ms. Crawford, Ms. Bookhart, Ms. Bell, Ms. Clarette, you know what I'm saying, Ms. Van, a lot of people. I don't want to forget nobody, Ms. Lewis. I really don't. I should have the shirt with me, Ms. Oliver. I should have the shirt with me, you know what I'm saying? A lot of my homeboys, moms, my friends, my brothers lost their mothers, and, you know, you know what I'm saying? And their moms was mothers, just like my moms was mothers to them. Big shout-out to them, you know, for still being here. And you know what I'm saying? And their mothers was beautiful. I know that right now a lot of my boys, you know, I got a handful of boys that I could feel. Big shout-out to Ms. Polite, you know, Ms. Polite, you know, Ms. Footman, you know what I'm saying? You know, I got a handful of homeboys, man, that, you know, I just want to shout-out to, you know, to their mothers, because I know how my homies, you know, they love their mothers, and I love their mothers too, you know what I'm saying? So I'm real fortunate that my moms are still here, so that's why I always take time, man, spend time with my moms. You know, I look at it my mom, she's a true soldier. She's the last of her friends, and I know that has to be hard sometimes, but she still makes it through the day. And, you know, you only could think about what thoughts when we get up there and time pressure and how when we get to life where time is precious to us, you know. And, you know, we're getting close there. Some of us is getting close there now. So, you know, it's just in the second generation. So, once again, we wanted to start the show off on Beef Stew Radio and definitely give a happy Mother's Day to everybody. We're going to do a Mother's Day tribute to everybody, man. And if you lost your moms today, you know, our hearts and our love and our souls is with you. You know what I mean? And that's just real. Everybody cross the board. So you can follow me on Twitter and just say happy Mother's Day about your moms. Hit me up on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Kev Stu or Beef Stu Radio, either one. And just let you know, say something about your moms, man. Show love to your moms, man. For those of us whose moms are still here, let's really appreciate it. And I'm even talking about you dudes out there that claim, I don't care about my moms. You know, I know there's people out there whose mothers are crackheads and dope fiends and all that. But life is life, you know, and she still brought you to this earth. And without her and your father, whether your father's a crackhead, your mom's a crackhead, your father stays in jail, you know, unfortunately we have situations where some fathers beat the mothers or some mothers did left the family, but, you know, we still have to thank God and say, you know what, that's my mother, I'm blessed to have a mother. Maybe not the best mother, or some of the mothers are the greatest mothers, but even if she ain't your best mother, she's your mother, you know what I mean? She bared you on this earth, and that 9 months alone, just to bring you to this world, to grace the blessed air of God and all that is enough, you know? You have to look at it like that, man. Real talk. I know some people are like, oh, she didn't provide for me, she didn't do this for me, but she born you. And, you know, you might have been staying with your grandmothers or you might have been staying with your uncles or your sisters, but, you know, she born them too, you know, and or she grew up with them or that she was born from them. So, you know, tradition and values. So, let's get into this joint, man. Right now, we're going to play this hot new joint by my man, Mo Money, Tony Stans. This is our new joint, Hellgate Entertainment. Shout out to my man, Ty Wiz. All right, put that out there. Ty Wiz of Hellgate Entertainment, producer of Hellgate Entertainment. We want to put that out there on some real, real, real big thing. Produced it. We know what's up, Ty Wiz. Mo Money, Big Stu, we in the building. This is a new joint called Tell Me. Let's get it.
Get that throne, cause I will go straight for that black straight eight. If a one up in his zone, I'm really not the violent type, but homie need to treat you right. Now tell me how you sleep at night, and girl you know I'm speaking right, cause you deserve better. Come hop in this Beretta, and we can do whatever. Or we can do forever.
If I don't hear your voice on the phone, I'm secure and sure I'm not like the rest. Girl, you messing with the best. If the Tony stands, give me a chance. You can put my love to the test. I got cash, I got sound. Respect in the streets and the way I move, it's true. I have everything that a man could want, but baby, I don't have you. I go hard and deep. I take the lead. I need you on my team. your dreams.
Believe me, girl, I need you, girl. I want you in my life. Cause you're my only girl, my special girl. And I want you to be my wife. Baby, tell me that you want me. Tell me that you need me. Tell me that you want me. Yeah. Tell me that you want me, tell me that you need me, tell me that you want me, yeah, yeah.
Ah, suck it to me, baby, that's that new hot joint, the first official release single on Hellgate Entertainment. What's good, Mother's Day, man? A lot of nice places, man, a lot of mothers out there looking nice, going to church, got the suits on, got the Mother's Day outfit on, you know. Everybody bought their mother something nice. Everybody went and did their thing. You know what I'm saying? I seen a lot of brothers out there early in the morning with flowers. Me and the kids, me and little Jaheim and Jamora, my stepdaughter, we went on out and we did our thing. We took the flowers, went and got a whole shopping cart full of flowers and delivered it to everybody we can, you know, to do our thing, man. We had a little fun. It was a beautiful thing. It was something I enjoyed doing, you know what I'm saying? Just grace of God, man, be here, man. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to my management and my publicity. Shout out to Dom Natty at Natty Celeb. Shout out to the TV show TMZ. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Nat Faulks and all the people at Natty Celebrities, man. You know what I'm saying? Your boy, matter of fact, big actually shout out to Paul and Matty. Yeah, I think Paul and Matty, that show interviewed me earlier today. Definitely, man, look out on the radio, man. Your boy's been blowing up. Shout out to my homie Six Sosa, to the homie Funk Dog, definitely for giving me the opportunity to be on this classic, historic mixtape, Ratchet. You dig it? Yeah. Definitely gave me the opportunity to be the first dude on the East Coast to do a do. You know, that, and that's what I believe. I believe in the hard work, man. I believe in, man, love, man. And speaking of hard work and love, man, big shout out to my man Drinks on Russ. He branched out and got his own station. He called me about a few minutes ago and said, yo, Stu, I have my own station, Drinks on Russ. Want you to come on and say what's up and shout out Drinks on Russ. Now the station is Drinks on Russ. So, you know, just expanding, you know what I mean, and more and more and more growth. Shout out to Wet Radio, just more and more and more growth, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to D. Mitch and my man Ken Murph, you know. Shout out to the Hood Internet Radio, you know what I'm saying? Lock it down, you know. It's just more growth, man. But I'm definitely proud of Russell, you know what I'm saying? When I see Drinks of Russ, man, I be real proud of homeboy, because it's like you know, it's like working a, it's like when you pass, like if you're a mentor and you pass down the torch to somebody. So that's the homie. Russ used to direct the TV show I had back in New York in the early 2000s and the late 90s, you know, the Fat Cat and Big Stu show, also the GOF Entertainment show. So, you know what I'm saying? We're known for doing a lot of things. So, yeah, Russ was actually the director of that. So to see him grow and to come from being a director to being a radio host, you know what I'm saying, and to see the influences that me and others might have had on him, is a beautiful thing, man. It's good to see growth, man. It's good to see expansion, man. That's what black people are supposed to do. We're supposed to always welcome growth with each other, you know. And that was the one thing I was glad with my mom's, man. My mom's was really heavy into militant, man. You know, she's really heavy militant. She used to, you know, be down with a lot of the charities for a lot of black leaders back in the days. So, you know, I got the taste to read and learn stuff early, even though it took me later on in life to really respect what my mom's taught me. When I was younger, I used to just be mad and be like, oh, man, I'm tired, man. This is something I got to do. She's making me read. I want to go play Ring Alivio. Yo, let me go, Ma. They playing Manhunt outside. I got a game, you know. And she wanted me to read a page or two or a page or three pages. But as I got older and life got on and different things, and as I'm a grown man, I'm able to do things and see things and be aware of things that some other brothers may not be aware of, because Mom Duke sat down and gave me that structure and balance in my life. So, you know, shout out to the moms. So, you know what I'm going to do now, right? It's like, I'm going to give y'all some, you know, it's Mother's Day, man, so I ain't going to talk y'all to death. You know, I know a lot of mothers just want to sit down and, you know, just sit down and listen to some other stuff. Like, I just want to listen to some songs. So, you know, I'm going to give y'all a little tribute to the moms real quick, little 30-minute joint. And then when I come back after that, I think what I'm going to do after that is, what I might do after that, man, I don't know. You know, I'll give give me time to think. I got a little bit of time. So on that note, give me time. But we could do it, y'all. You could win, Jesse. You could win. This is Beef Stew Radio. This is your man, DJ Big Stew. Definitely want to shout out to all the mothers out there. Love all of y'all. Let's do it.
From here on, nothing goes down unless I'm involved.
You guys got sacked while everybody starts on the street.
It's my turn.
You think you're going to live long enough to spend that money, you...
If any of you are tired of getting ripped off by guys like that, you come with me on that. You're welcome.
You're welcome
to join.
Block Club DJs, we got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
You want to be a part of the Block Club DJs East Coast movement? Contact Merce Valentine. That's MerceValentine@gmail.com. MERC Valentine@gmail.com. Or call 718-509-6605.
Yeah, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh yeah, say I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh yeah, she give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's the kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh yeah, she says a loving early in the morning just for me. Oh yeah, she says a loving early in the morning just for me. Oh yeah, she says a loving just for me. Oh, she loves me so tenderly. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh yeah, say I got a woman way over town. She's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right, she's all right. Thank you.
you all appreciate it.
Block Club DJ.
Kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day, running from the police. That's right, mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
place no one above
you. You all appreciate it.
DJ Big Groove. DJ Big Groove.
listen, yeah. Remember when we used to run around there, steal the hubcaps off the car?
What you talking about? In batteries?
We lucky we ain't get busted, man.
Listen. And I know here comes the fun.
Hey, Bird, what color was you coming to me?
That's just the line.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. But dig this here. Now, see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
It was that.
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is, what?
Bill!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
That's it. That's it. Yeah. That's mom.
Man, mom. Say, I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Put it all up.
Yeah. I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Bill, what's your mama say?
She said, boy, now I'm going to tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You got to watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right. And you go to jail.
Right. And I'm going to tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop, well, she was all right.
Pop was, a lot of bad Pop was hanging out, you
yeah,
know.
Hanging out. I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to. I know my pop did.
Yeah.
My pop hung right over with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up. Lip balls all on them.
Hey, Sonny. How about when your mommy cooked them good home cooked beef today?
The game?
Oh, man.
Boy, your mama sure cooked them.
Smooth, the voluptuous curves, the sway when you walk, you entice me, girl, just by the way you talk.
some mean, some kind. Cold crush wave, fly Jerry curl. Go watch, go ring, and a neck full of pearls. Real slim waist, a made up face. Head turns, eyes burn when she comes in the place. Perfume from France, put you in a trance. Fly enough to mingle, too fly to dance. High stakers, big money makers. Some fly girls are cold heartbreakers. Bank accounts of unbelievable amounts. Very picky about how their names pronounced. Designer purse, leather mini skirt. Not a speck of dirt, can't help but flirt. She make you choke like you inhale smoke. She gave you a number, it was dollar joke. She got a real nice voice, you'll be her choice. Till another man comes in a fly Rolls Royce. The guys get jealous, how can you blame us? You live a lifestyle of the rich and famous. You play your role, guys lose control. Picturing you as a centerfold. So from the Rome, JD, say la vie. Each and every one of y'all are too much for me. Could it be your style or the way you smile that puts you on the top of the pile? Queen of the Nile, oh sweet child, fly girl, you drive me wild.
You drive me wild. A fly girl, a fly girl, a fly girl, a fly girl, a fly girl.
Thank you. him on tour. He got a little something he wanna say.
I know you love me. I can tell by the way that you kiss me. Tight when you hug me. Took me to school the very first day. Gave me a piece of buttercup. Sent me on my way. I know it's frightening. I can tell by the pain in your eyes. When the rent was late again. Too strong to fold. Being on your own. Lord bless your soul. Mama knows love.
Mama knows love like the backbone. Used to fall asleep daily in your work.
Mama, I swear you never have to worry, no, no.
Mama knew love like the
mama
backseat.
Knew love.
Used to wipe me just to make the ends meet.
Oh, no.
Mama, I swear you never have to worry again.
Up bright and early,
right.
Scrambled eggs,
right.
Swelling in your legs,
right.
Bills on the bed. Still you managed
right.
To show me a smile,
right.
Then walk to work about
right.
2 or 3 miles. Mom, I'm gonna struggle with you. I'm gonna help you see the bigger picture. You gave me something no one can take away. You make it so easy to say I love you, mama.
Mama knew love like
a mama knew love.
Used to fall asleep daily in the work.
Every day.
Mama cried, you never have to worry again.
You never have to worry again. Mama, I love you, yeah, yeah.
Mama, new love,
mama, new love.
Used to wipe me just to make the
hey,
end.
Hey, hey,
mama,
yeah.
Class, you never
mama,
have to worry again.
No, no, no.
Mama,
new
love.
Mama,
new
love. Mama, new love.
She gave me love.
Crazy love.
Crazy love.
Crazy love. Crazy love.
So much love.
Mama, new love.
Mama, new love.
DJ Big.
Every day the sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
What a good thing I've got.
So that's how it is, you know what I'm saying? So we in the building. Another thing is, on the Crispy Crunch 10, Mom, make $1,000 for hours of work, free cameo, and a gay freaky flick. You know what I'm saying? That's the Crispy Crunch 10, Mom. It's a lady who got, like, all the tans and stuff like that. The school bus lady, you know what I'm saying? We know the school bus lady who popped holding a fight club at the house after school. What goes on the bus stays on the bus. We know what was good, you know, what was good with him. Now, also, Tyler Perry defends his shucking and jiving movies and said he doesn't pay attention to the critics who blast his films. Now, a lot of people, you know, is getting at Tyler Perry now, basically, for the Madea thing, you know what I'm saying? Here's the thing about critics. This is what he said. Here's the thing about critics. Let me tell you this. I look forward to the truth and the critic, you know? I honestly do. He said, if there's something in there that makes sense to me, I'll try to find and say, you know what? I thought that. But if it's violatic, if it's venomous, I don't pay attention to it. But for me, it's very difficult because I have to hear the balance, you know, right? So he said, so you have someone who's sending me a letter saying these are real letters by the thousands on my Facebook page. I was in an abusive relationship. I was able to get out when I saw The Diary of a Black Woman, you know what I'm saying? And one woman talked about having a cornea transplant, and the first movie she wanted to see was mine. That's crazy. And these are all real stories that touched his heart. And he said that's why he thinking whenever he pay attention to what people say that are moved, that keep coming to see his films. That's why he pays attention. Tyler knows what works and what doesn't work for his fan base. Translation, he does not care about the opinions of the old white men who aren't going to spend money to see his movies anyway. That's basically what he's saying. Quote, you know? Because, you know, that's what it is. You're not going to see his movie anyway. You're not going to feel his joint anyway. You're not going to dig his style anyway. So why even bother? You know, I understand that. You know what I'm saying? I understand that perfectly. You know, just like me critiquing a movie like Brokeback Mountain. I'm not going to go see that. I couldn't say nothing unfair about it. It turned out to be a great movie, they said, but I wouldn't know. It's just not the type of movie that I would want to see. Now, Desada, convicted statutory rapist Shane Sparks says he believes Michael Jackson molested choreographer Wade Robinson. This is crazy. Former America Best Dance Crew judge Shane Sparks, a convicted statutory rapist, has Wade Robinson back, telling TMZ he believed Michael Jackson molested the choreographer. TMZ broke the story. Wade has filed a claim with the Michael Jackson estate, alleging that the King of Pop molested him for 7 years, from the time he was 7 until he turned 14. Shane tells TMZ, I've been working with Wade forever because of the man he is. I do believe him. I don't think he would lie about this. This could hurt him. He don't need publicity or money. I think this is something, you know, that has been on his mind, and he had to get it off. Shane tells us the big clue emerged after he met Wade, who was not much older than 7 at the time. According to Shane, Wade's tiny apartment was filled with ridiculously expensive mixing boards, beat machines. He said Wade's apartment, meat machines, video games, and other rich kids' toys, all which were gifts from Michael Jackson. Shane says Wade was so tight with MJ, he allowed to host his birthday parties at the Neverland Ranch without Michael present. And the only room that was off limits was the Michael bedroom. Background on Shane, self-possessed Michael Jackson fan. Back in 2011, he was convicted accident of having sex with a minor at 16 years old. It doesn't help Wade Chase that a convicted statutory rapist is coming to his self-defense. That's what they saying on Boston. So these are all the things that's going on, man. Like, you know, y'all remember Shane. He was the dude that when sitting next to always, how, you know, do you think you can dance? He'll be sitting there and be like, yeah, yeah. The guy, he knew all the dances. Yeah, it's crazy how things could hurt his career because of statutory rape. Did you know she was 16, Shane? How dare that something like that get read on Mother's Day? I'm not supposed to read nothing like that. Once again, it's Mother's Day. What you doing out there? What you did with your mom? You know, where did you take your mom? How's mom doing? Is she all right? You know what I'm saying? Now, another thing before we get into diva status. It seems to me lately that Beyonce, since the baby, has been bugging out. So the industry is saying, but we don't know. We're going to let that be your decision. Happy Mother's Day to Beyonce. But basically, the industry is saying that Beyonce tour is in full gear, and she's really taking off, as you can imagine. Though she's quite the diva with quite a set of demands, though. You know, well, the good folks in the UK over at Daily Star seem to have gotten a handful of her riders list. And the demands are notably insane. She's got crazy demands for $7,000 in straws and special toilet paper and everything. $7,000. And Beyonce Party hasn't confirmed this list, and it's a rumor so far. But these seem to be far-fetched. So we're going to take a look at some of them, man, and see what do you think that Beyonce is far-fetched with some of her demands to go with her tour. They say her crew will only wear 100% pure cotton clothes to save her from allergic reactions. Everybody in her crew has to wear 100%. That's everybody that's on the stage. Special $7,000 titanium straws, which are used to drink special alkaline water that's served at exactly 21 degrees. I think I'll pass out on that one. That's a, you know, supposed to 22 degrees. Her dress, does she taste it? Her dressing room needs freshly painted white walls and a new toilet seat. So everywhere she goes, they must repaint the white walls when she gets there, and they must put a new toilet seat. The toilet seat, I gotta stand, but repaint the white walls, Beyonce? Hope they don't have a white wall in the bathroom. She makes it clear she will only use red toilet paper. Red toilet paper. Goddamn, B. That's deep. B is no junk food is allowed in her presence. Nobody can eat junk food. Nobody understands. Snacks must include glass platters of almonds, oat cakes, and strict green policy when it comes to the salad bar nibbles. So a nigga starved to death on the road with Beyonce. Everybody on Beyonce got to be held vegetarians. She got to have a staff full of vegetarians because this started death. She flew in her base in Berkshire by she flew in from her base in Berkshire by private helicopter, then took over the venue's biggest dressing room, which is normally used by sports teams, by a whole soccer team. She did the soccer team locker room. She took over as her one dressing room. That's what she needed. She chose larger rooms and decked them out with drapes, leather sofas, and rugs. That's what B does. So, these are all her demands. You tell me if it's a little bit too much, too crazy. You know what I'm saying? But what we're going to do on this note, we're going to to keep it going by keeping it rocking. I plan to keep it rocking. Do you plan to keep it rocking? It's Mother's Day, man. It's Mother's Day. We got a lot of mothers out there chilling, everybody winding down, everybody coming in the house right now. Everybody like, oh, it's time to come in the house. Had a great day. People went to little, you know, they always had a little things at places like the Apollo and you know, different places to that stature across the world, across the states, where people go take their mom for a little brunch. Look, I'm going to take my mom to a little brunch over here, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's what goes on, man, in the world today, man. Just sitting here chilling, just thinking about, you know, when me and my moms used to be, when I used to be little, my moms used to take me and my godbrother to see movies like, you know, Let's Do It Again. You know what I'm saying? I remember seeing Let's Do It Again with my mom, seeing stuff like Saturday Night Fever. You know what I'm saying? It was real nice things, me and my moms. You know what I'm saying? Or Rocky. That was one thing I remember seeing with my moms. That was real big for me. You know what I'm saying? Seeing me and my mom are going to see Rocky together. You know what I'm saying? I felt like that was cool. Then we went out to eat. You know, as I got older, start really just, you know, you start doing things with your mom on occasion, and you find yourself like, let me make sure I do some more stuff with my moms. You know what I'm saying? I got to do that, like, real talk. I got to do some real stuff with my moms because it's just crazy. You know, you don't never know how life is, you know? So that's why you want to do that. So, and I noticed that, you know? So when I started saying, let me go grab my moms up and let's go out, hang out some more, me and mom dudes. You got to do things like that. You got to make stuff like that happen, man. You know what I mean? You got to, because life is too short, man. You know what I mean? So on that note, what I'm going to do, man, is get back into some more Mother's Day music, man. You know, I just want to wish all y'all out there happy Mother's Day once again. I know there's a lot of people out there, a lot of mothers out there, a lot of people that's missing their mothers out there and wishing their moms is there. You know, we're going to take it back to a couple of the mothers that used to like to get down. I have a lot of friends that, you know, these are some of the music I grew up listening to while their mothers was around and while their mothers were alive. And we used to be in their house and their moms used to have their little get-togethers and party. So we're going to take it back to this song right here. This goes out to, like I said, all my homeboys, all my friends, all my family, everyone, my loved ones who I lost, through all the great women in my life that's still in my life. Let's do it right here, Beef Stew Radio, it's your man DJ Big Stew, a special Mother's Day tribute to the ladies. Let's do it. Y'all ready? Let's go. We'll be right back.
And I
DJ Big Stew. DJ Big Stew.
You are the one who, you are the one who makes me feel so real. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, what am I supposed to do? Oh, what am I supposed to do, baby, when I'm so hooked up on you? Then I realize,
DJ Big Stew. DJ Big Stew.
Thank you.
DJ Big Sue. DJ Big.
Baby.
DJ Big Groove. DJ Big Groove.
They got the streets on lock.
The streets on lock.
It's the Block Club DJ. DJ.
Let me touch your body and your soul. Ooh.
kind of stuff. This is the kind of stuff to make you feel like you want to do something nasty. Like raise some chicken gravy on your white shirt right down front. Okay, here we go. You want more arm? One more beat? Squeeze together, baby. You're right on the beat. Clap your arms. Your feet start kicking. Then you know you're doing the funky chicken. Oh, oh. Hey, hey. Do the funky chicken now. 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 Do the funky chicken now.
Oh, 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 oh